The Lord be with you. If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service of Holy Communion today. We welcome everybody who's here in the building. We welcome also everybody who's joining us at home on the live stream and those who are dialing up for the service. We're delighted to have everybody with us as we come together to share Holy Communion this morning. In our service today, we're going to be thinking about the gifts that God gives us through His Holy Spirit and how we might use those gifts in our daily lives. That's the theme of our service today. I just wanted to draw attention to the notices for the week that is to come. You'll see all of our regular activities are happening during the coming week. Just wanted to highlight in particular, we've had a number of inquiries from people who are maybe considering sending their children to the Boys Brigade or the Anchor Boys. They happen on Monday and Tuesday. And if people maybe are uncertain about coming back, we would welcome anybody who'd like to come. And all the protocols are in place to keep everybody safe and distanced in the midst of our activities. So BB is tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Anchor Boys, and all the other activities for the week are on the slide. And we remind people again that our services next Sunday are morning prayer, and we look forward to a visit from the organization Open Doors next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, when they're going to be sharing with us about the work amongst the persecuted church worldwide that we support here in St. Finian's. So that's next Sunday morning, and next Sunday evening at 7, the service of evening prayer. As we come together to worship God, we recognize in our opening hymn the gift of God's Holy Spirit, and we pray for that gift in our midst as we sing the hymn, Let Every Christian Pray.
Good morning, and you're very welcome to this service of Holy Communion. Almighty God, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us and write these your laws in our hearts. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's stand together and say the words of the Gloria. Glory to God.
Glory to God in the highest,
and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you. We give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. A special prayer for today, the second Sunday after Epiphany. Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives make known your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The epistle is written in the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians in the 12th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Now about spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, to another, the message of knowledge, by means of the same Spirit, to another, faith, by the same Spirit, to another, gifts of healing, by that one Spirit, to another, miraculous powers, to another, prophecy, to another, distinguishing between spirits, to another, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the works of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines. This is the word of the Lord. Hear the words of the Gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ according to St. John in the second chapter, beginning at the first verse. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana of Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." This, the first of his miraculous signs, Jesus performed in Cana of Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We respond to what we've heard with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe.
We believe
in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God,
begotten, not made,
of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. During this next hymn, we'll ask children and young people to go through for their Sunday school. And our next hymn is, I Come, Come down, O love divine. Come down, O love divine.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There's a story told about a small Lutheran congregation in Denmark. And they were very devout and earnest people, but from the outsider's point of view looking in, there wasn't a lot of joy in their worship. The pastor of this small Lutheran community died, and his two unmarried daughters did their best to continue the work and the ministry of the church. They made stew to feed the poor of the village. And everyone in this small community continued to come to church, and they struggled on. But one day, this rather strange woman arrived into their community. She came from France. She couldn't speak very much Danish. She looked very bedraggled and poor. But she pleaded with the two sisters who ran the church to stay. And they had no money to pay her, but she said that she would cook and she would clean in return for a bed. And as time went on, this French woman improved her Danish, and she started to get involved in the life of the church. She took a hands-on role in cooking the stews for the poor of the village. She started to go to church services, and again, as her Danish improved, she even was able to sing the hymns. And they were glad because their numbers were small. And so life went on in this small community in Denmark. But one day, about 10 or 12 years later, this letter arrived from France. And it was a letter for the French lady who was part of this community. And as she opened the letter and she read it, she discovered that her lottery ticket in France had come up trumps. It was the sort of ticket that you paid in a certain amount and each week your name went into the draw. And she discovered that she was £12,000 richer. And as she shared her news with the two sisters who ran the church, the sisters were sad, as were the congregation, because they knew that this woman who had brought a great deal to their community would now be leaving them and returning to France after her big win. But there was a big anniversary coming up in the church. They always had a special meal to celebrate the day that the church had been founded. And Babette, the French woman, made this special request. She said that she would like to cook dinner for the congregation. And the congregation had now shrunk to just 12 members. Now, the congregation weren't all that happy about her cooking the meal, but they thought, well, because she's leaving, we'll let her do it. But over the next few weeks, all sorts of amazing and exotic things started to arrive by delivery. There were various foods and wines, and Babette got very busy in the kitchen. And eventually, the great day of the church anniversary celebration arrived, and the entire congregation of 12 came to the house. The table was beautifully set, and the courses started to come out. All sorts of delicacies that people had never tasted, and the most wonderful wine. And over the course of the evening, these incredible things started to happen as people celebrated together. Two families that hadn't spoken in 30 years, they began to speak to each other. And then another man stood up in the middle of the meal and he apologized for accusing someone else in the community in the wrong and trying to give him a bad reputation. And he realized that this was totally inappropriate, and he issued an apology to the entire congregation. Other people began to talk to one another about some of the illnesses that were going on within their family circle. And so this group of people who had worshipped together but never really talked to each other began to open up during this wonderful evening, and laughter filled the room. And Babette kept the food and the wine coming, and at the end of this wonderful evening together, they all went outside and they sang a hymn of praise to God together for the foundation of their church. And as people made their way home after this unforgettable evening, the sisters realized that Babette, too, would soon be returning to France on the strength of her winnings. And so they made their way into the kitchen to find her, to thank her for this incredible meal that they'd all enjoyed together, as she had her arms in the sink and she was washing up all the dishes. And it was only then that she told them that she wouldn't actually be returning to France, and that she had spent her £12,000 winnings on the feast that they had just enjoyed. You see, in another life, Babette had been a chef at the Café Anglais in Paris, and £12,000 was the cost of dinner for 12. You see, she had spent all that she had on her community. And the most incredible grace had transformed them over this wonderful evening as they shared together. Now, in the culture that Jesus lived and grew up in, hospitality was a sacred duty. And there was a great emphasis on ensuring that the people had plenty whenever they came to visit. And it's interesting that it was in this setting that Jesus performed the first of his miraculous signs. It was a simple peasant wedding in a Galilean village. And it's lovely for us to think about Jesus as a guest at such a gathering, enjoying the conversations, the food, and the music. But then this crisis emerged, and you couldn't almost think of a bigger crisis in a culture that majored on hospitality. All the wine had run out. What a huge shame was about to fall upon the groom's family. And in order for us to really understand the significance of what Jesus did, it's important for us actually just to look at the last verse in our gospel reading today, where it tells us that this, the first of his miraculous signs, Jesus did at Cana of Galilee. And then it tells us he thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. You see, Jesus was able to transform a social catastrophe into something wonderful. And he chose to do this not among the rich and the powerful first, but just to save a humble Galilean family from embarrassment and shame. And the transformation of water into wine speaks of the transformation that Jesus Christ can bring into our lives. He can use the ordinary things to bring new life and hope. And the word that the Bible uses for this is grace. It's a beautiful word. And it's like that moment when God reached out in mercy to help us, even though we didn't deserve it. And there was nothing that we could do for ourselves. And the best example that I can offer to you of explaining this is the cross, which we're going to be recalling in a few moments when we receive Holy Communion. And through the service of Holy Communion, we see again God using ordinary things. Just a small piece of bread in these COVID times. But God is using this small piece of bread to remind you and I, in a very personal and a very special way, of his love for us and what it cost him to set us free. But what I want us to think about for the last moment or two is how amazing the transformation is that can take place through a church. Whenever we use the gifts that God has given us, not just for ourselves, but for each other, and to build up the body of Christ, and to make him known to others. St. Paul, in our epistle reading this morning, he talked first of all about the gift of God's Holy Spirit. And that gift of God's Holy Spirit is given and controlled by God. And it's a gift that we're told not for promoting ourselves, but it's given for the common good. You see, whenever the people of God work together for God's purposes, beautiful things happen. Things that could never be accomplished on our own are possible when we all work together. Groups and individuals who are hurting and broken are restored. And the love that underpins the glorious gift of God's Holy Spirit somehow cascades out in there into the community. And God is revealed afresh when this happens. He's honored and he's glorified. Now, sometimes people mistakenly assume in the life of a church that it's just the speakers or the people who are up at the front are the people who make everything happen. But today I want us to think about all the quiet things people do that make this place unique and special. I want us to think about the care that is shown whenever one of this church family are in trouble. I want us to think about all the people who are actually not able to come here on a Sunday morning, but who quietly pray and give sacrificially of their time and their talents to build God's kingdom. I want us to think as well about many of you who are here in the building who visit people or phone people or cook them a casserole or soup when they're in trouble. I want us also to think about the people who behind the scenes are formulating very important policies to keep us safe in these times. I want us to think about all the people who use their gifts with technology, or the people who invest time week after week to work with our young people in Sunday school and organizations. These are all people just like you, just like me, who have been given the Holy Spirit of God and who use the gifts that they have been given to facilitate community. Because these are actually extraordinary gifts, uniquely given to each follower of Jesus. But today, as we receive that love that God demonstrated towards us in something very ordinary, in a little piece of bread, let's not take that love for granted, but rather let's reflect upon what's behind it. A broken body given on a cross so that you and I might be free and might be equipped to make a difference for him in the world. And let's use that to fire up our own response and to reach out with grace and with love to those who might need our help. In Jesus' name, Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. So we pray for your church throughout the world, for this diocese, and for David, our bishop. And we pray for churches right across the world to harness the gifts of their congregations to bless the local community. We pray particularly this morning for places where the church is persecuted and where people need to be secretive and careful in the practice of their faith. But we ask that their lives might impact others as they radiate the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the nations of the world. We pray especially for nations that have opened their doors and their borders to those who are fleeing from situations of war and conflict. Today we pray particularly for the country of Lebanon, who have welcomed almost a third of their own size of population from countries like Syria and Iraq and other places nearby where so much conflict have taken place. We pray that you would honour their generosity and provide for their needs in all the demands that they face at this time. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the sick and the poor and those in any kind of trouble. This morning we pray especially for the family of Aisling Murphy, the young teacher murdered this week as she went for a run in Tullamore. We ask, Lord, for your strength and support in their devastating loss. And we pray for the ongoing investigation into her murder. We also want to pray for all those going through difficult seasons of illness at this time, maybe having treatment for cancer, recovering from COVID, those who are coping with memory issues. We pray for them and for their families. And we want to take just a quiet moment now to pray for any who are particularly in our minds or on our hearts as we come to this service today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our time of prayer continues as we pray together the prayer of humble access. We do not presume. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. we are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table. But you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Our next hymn is, I Come With Joy, A Child of God. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
We lift up our hearts.
We lift up the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he He made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine and gave thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us, who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church and throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest." Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond all words. Amen. 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 The bread which we break is the sharing of the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. During this time of COVID, we celebrate the Eucharist in one kind, that is, we use bread. And we ask that you stay in your seats and we will bring the bread to you. God of glory, you nourish us with bread from heaven. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that through us the light of your glory may shine in all the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We pray together. Almighty God, Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Christ, the Son, be manifest to you, that your lives may be a light to this world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Joining us in worship this morning, those of you who could be with us in person, and thank you too to those who are joining us online. Our closing hymn today is Name of All Majesty.